This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Well, it's with great pleasure that I bring in my favorite Democratic pollster, actually one of my favorite political pollsters in general, Doug Schoen, well-known to everybody, pollster and political consultant, advisor to President Clinton, candidate Bloomberg, and Schoen Cooperman Research. Dougie, thank you for doing this on a Saturday. We appreciate it.
Larry, it's always a pleasure. You're my favorite economist.
So I was just reading a very good article posted on Fox Digital. I guess it was yesterday. Biden screwed up life for young voters, and we were talking about young voters because this student loan cancellation thing, besides the illegality of it, just doesn't seem to be working. I mean, there's a lot more students without these loans than with these loans, and there's a lot more parents without these loans that have to, in some sense, pay for the loan cancellations. And then I saw your article, which really hit the nail on the head, and you're saying that at this point, Donald Trump is doing vastly greater among students than he was in 20, and that's a big blow to Joe Biden. So tell us about it, please.
Larry, I think it could be a big enough blow to Joe Biden that it could cost him the election, full stop. And the issue for young people is the cost of living. Gasoline, food in the grocery store, rent, everything is costing more. And, you know, take what Ron Klain said this week and apply it to young people. Enough about the bridges. What about the impact of inflation on people's day-to-day life? It applies most prominently to those 18 to 30 or 34.
You know, you mentioned Klain. That's so interesting. The other one, Doug, was Axelrod. I think it's David Axelrod, right?
Yep.
An Obama advisor. And I always thought the Obama people were very smart. They beat us twice. Didn't think they would, but they did. They beat McCain. They beat Romney. I mean, I'm a Clinton Democrat at heart in some sense. That's where I started a long time ago. But look at Axelrod said a better message for Joe Biden was not we're the best economy in the world, which nobody believes because of the points you just made, inflation, cost of living, borrowing costs, and so forth, food, energy, gasoline. But better off to go back to Bill Clinton, I feel your pain, and we're trying to do better. Now, I don't really want to double. You know, I like my day job. I don't want to double as a Biden advisor. But I'm just saying, I thought Axelrod was pretty smart about that.
He was, he is, and he's right.
Yeah.
I mean, when have we heard, I ask this rhetorically, Larry, when have we heard Joe Biden say, I understand your concerns. We're trying to reduce spending, reduce the cost of living, trying to hold down what you're paying. You haven't heard it. All you hear are grandiose pronouncements about the economy, about inflation under control, which it isn't. And you hear talk after talk that has nothing to do with how people lead their lives. And look, I am obviously not a supporter of your former boss, Donald Trump, but the one thing he knows how to do is to talk in terms that ordinary people understand and appreciate. They also understand that in their terms, the quality of life was better when he was president.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
So you're writing in this thing. Let me see. While Biden's program, you're referring to the loan, student loan cancellations, could provide some benefit, it does not speak to the majority, 53% of 18 to 34-year-olds who do not have a college degree. This group, which reliably swings for Trump by 31 points, has been hit the hardest by record high rent and food prices. Dougie, that's a, you know, I think it's a true fact, but it's a devastating fact.
It is, and I challenge the Democrats. I challenge Jared Bernstein. I challenge the Biden team to rebut it or to have some response to it. The answer is, They're silent because I don't think they have a response. And if Trump is able to speak to people's concerns, which he certainly has a history of doing, he can increase his support with younger people and also with groups like African Americans, Hispanics. I think there is the basis for a narrow but clear Trump victory, if in fact he does what the polling, and I dare say what you and I are talking about, suggests should be his strategy.
You know, it's interesting. Jared Bernstein, the CEA chair, who is an old friend of mine, a good friend. He's a wonderful person. In fact, my old CNBC show, he was a regular on that show. And he's from the other side of the aisle, absolutely. But a very smart fellow. They don't, and oh, I wanted to add, he's a Doug Schoen, he's a good communicator. I mean, he had a lot of TV experience, for heaven's sakes, but they never use him. And the one or two times that I have seen him out there, I mean, they have him talking about baggage fees, you know, airline baggage fees and stuff that just has no meaning to hardly anybody. I'm not saying it's irrelevant, but it's not a big issue. It's not like gasoline and groceries. And I think that they don't have them out there. And in the Trump years, guys like myself or, you know, a Wilbur Ross or a Kevin Hassett or even Steve Mnuchin, they'd have us out there. You may not have agreed with what we were saying, but we were pushing the Fed president's agenda. I just don't see the Bidens with a communication strategy.
I don't either. And what I pick up from my Democratic friends is that when allies outside the administration try to deliver that message and ancillary messages, they get rebuffed or, frankly, just shut down. Oh. I think it's a very closed world that is not interested in or open to outside guidance, which is one of the reasons why on issues like inflation, Biden is trailing by 20 points.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a problem on that one because it was coming down, but it's going back up again. But the cumulative inflation, you know, inflation hits, Doug. It takes a long time to, shall we say, wash through the system.
Correct.
You know, you see these, you know, going back to 2021, you're up almost 20% on the CPI. I mean, you know these numbers. You're up 30% on electricity prices. Gasoline prices are worse. That stuff takes a long time to wash through. And, I mean, obviously I'm a Trump guy, but I'm just saying he's going to have a problem. And he doesn't seem to have a response to it, Doug. I just got to admit it. You know, what's your...
That to me is the key.
Yeah.
He's got a problem. He's got no answer. In Clinton's years, we understood people's concerns about the quality of life and spoke to it. He doesn't, and doesn't appear interested in doing it.
Yeah, the problem. I think maybe another interview sometime, but I think he's got a problem with the cultural issues, too, with middle-class folks don't like a lot of this woke stuff. But anyway, it's such a pleasure to talk to you, folks. This is Douglas Schoen, pollster, famous pollster, advisor to President Clinton, advisor to Mayor Bloomberg, and an old friend of mine.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.